Philippians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 8. Philippians 3 and 8. I didn't come tonight to preach a great sermon, but I did come tonight with something in my heart I want to share with you. Deep in my heart, and I want to be able to touch you all also. Oh God, let's look. Philippians 3 and 8. Look at verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Look at the next few words. That I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Right here's where I want to go. That I may know him, comma. Oh, yes. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. You may be seated. Paul's a saying, of all the things that I thought was gain, it was all loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Yeah. When Jesus opened my eyes, I saw just how vain my life was. And he said, cried out. And he said, oh, that I may know him. Stay with me for just a little while.
Come on.
I wept and cried in my study today. Yeah. Can I say tonight, To really know Jesus is to love him.
Amen.
To love him is to serve him.
Yes.
To love him is to be near him. You will want to draw near to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
You will want to. Oh God. You will long to hear his voice. Oh God, you'll want to be in his presence.
Amen.
You will really, really want to spend time talking and communing with him. He's your Lord. He's your Lord.
Amen.
So many people that say they're Christians know nothing about a deep personal relationship with the Lord.
It's true. Amen.
If you're really saved, and Jesus really lives in your heart, you'll want to walk with him.
Amen.
You'll want to forever be by his side and follow him and love him.
Right.
To know him is to love him. Oh God, you won't walk afar off. You won't drift away. You'll want to stay close to him. Oh God, you want to be near him and always be inside of him. You, can I tell you tonight, he's a gentle shepherd. He's a caring shepherd. Did he not say in Matthew 11, 29, come unto me and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Your rest, listen, and your peace is found in Jesus and nowhere else.
Amen.
This world don't have it. The sinners don't have it. People don't have it. Jesus is the only one that's got a love that's far greater than any love in the whole wide world. Can I tell you, his love is richer than a mommy's love, than a daddy's love, oh, than a companion's love. It's richer and fuller and sweeter.
Amen.
He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, if you'll stay in his presence. Hang on, I'm going to deal with their hearts. listen to the Lord calling in Hebrews 10:22. Draw near with a true heart. How many's ever had God just to pull on your heartstrings that you felt your need, you just needed to get closer? Come on, come on. Do some inventory in your heart. I know I got the right message here tonight.
That seemed long.
You cannot follow Jesus afar off.
That's right.
You have to make him number one. You have to sacrifice. You have to give yourself to him.
Yeah, right.
You have to turn your whole life over to him.
That's right.
Give your all to him.
Bless him, Lord.
You cannot afford to drift. Come on, is that fire still burn down in our heart?
Praise.
Do we still have that desire we used to have?
Come
on. Does God move on you? How long has it been since you felt the power of God and the anointing of God and the presence of the Lord so sweet? Sister Lula felt it the other night. It came down. You know why? Her eyes opened. She realized what she needed to do. She needed to lay things aside and get closer to God and get a hunger back for the Word, to read the Bible, and to come back to church. Look what God does when we obey Him and put Him first. Raise your little hand right now, Jesus, my Jesus, Lord. Sometimes, God, we drift, Lord, we forget what you've done for us, what you've given us, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us here tonight. Hallelujah. Draw near with a true heart. Come aside. Draw near to me. You spend time with family, you spend time with friends. You spend time with others. Why don't you spend time with me?
Yeah. Come on.
I want you to know that Jesus wants to come into your heart.
Amen.
And if you let him sit up on the throne in your heart, you will know it.
Glory.
There'll be a lot there.
Thank you.
You'll know, you'll feel his presence there in your heart.
Amen.
He wants in your life. Look at him. Behold him as he stands outside your door knocking to get in. He longs and he desires to come in your heart. Oh, he wants to abide in your home. He wants in your marriage. You claim him as Savior, but he wants to be your Lord. He longs to be your all in all. The true love of your heart and the true love of your life. He'll make your life worth living if you let him come into your heart. It'll make a difference in your home. It'll make a difference, hallelujah, in the family. When you give him the throne of your heart, and when you really love him, it'll radiate from you, and it'll touch others. Your longing and your desire and your love for God, it'll touch other souls.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Yes. Come on.
Bless the Lord. Have you
one. Revelation 3:20. Jesus stands outside the door of the Laodicean church calling to them.
Come on, brother.
Y'all still with me here?
Amen.
Huh? Are you? How many has opened the door and fully let him walk in here?
Glory be to God.
How many?
Bless him, Lord.
Have you opened up the door wide open and say, come on in, Jesus. I know you're my Savior, but I want to make you my Lord. Be the Lord of my life.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Come on, I'm going somewhere. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come in to him. And will sup with him, and he with me. This is true heartfelt communion.
Amen.
To drink a cup with someone you really love.
Amen. Bless
you,
Lord.
Oh, Lord. There are many, many people in the world, listen, who go to church, but they have never had a real personal experience with Jesus, God's Son.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
They know about him. They know about him. They know who he is. They've heard his word and messages preached about him, but they don't know that true love and relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
How long has it been since you told Jesus that you really, really love him? I'm telling you, I can live this thing at home. I march through my house, up and down the hall, and I raise both hands, and I said, Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you, Lord, for the love. I thank you that you saved me. I don't know about you, but when I come to the Lord in prayer, I say, Lord, I start off thanking him. If you really, really, really want to get God's attention, begin to thank him for all the blessings that he's given you. And every time that he's touched you, and every time that he's come by your way, I say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for my home. I thank you for my finances. I thank you for my automobiles. I thank you for my marriage. I'm thanking you for every material blessing that I've got. But most of all, Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I tell you, it makes you feel good when you tell him and that man personally, I love you, Jesus. I tell you, the other day in my study, I tell you, I had my Bible, Sister Maria, laying on my lap. I raised both hands and the tears was rolling down my face. I said, Jesus, I would love to hug you right now, Lord, if I could. I would wrap my arms around you and I would tell you that I love you and I thank you that you're my Lord and my Savior. Raise your hand in the house. How long has it been since you stole away somewhere and began to praise him and to love him? Did not the Bible say, draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you? A taste and see that the Lord is good. If haply we may fail after him and find him, although he be not far from any one of us, he had our raising of our head. He wants us to draw near. God's a calling of the Holy Ghost is a dealing, and Jesus wants in our heart. He wants all of our heart. He wants our dedication and our commitment to him. How long has it been since you fell in love with Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus. He's here tonight. It ain't all about self and our selfish wants. And we're putting him on the back burner.
Come on.
It's all him. Listen, mark this on your calendar when you get home. You're going to need this message maybe in the days ahead.
God bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
And as the bottom turns up and things go wrong, when you know where you need to be with Jesus, God will say, I'll take care of it.
Hallelujah.
You'll have that assurance in your heart. God is with you.
Amen.
If you put him first.
Right.
I will come in. Now listen. A lot of people's never had that personal experience.
Come on.
They don't really know him. They know about him. They don't know the true love relationship. They've never really been born again.
Come on.
They've never made that total commitment to him with all of their soul. They have not embraced him into their heart. Now notice, I'm going to use a literal, a marriage between a man and a woman here to portray the spiritual marriage between us and Jesus. Are y'all ready?
Amen. Come on, brother.
It's like when a young couple meet and they fall in love with each other. They call each other. They talk to one another every chance they get.
Come on.
The phone burns up. The text goes. The phone call goes. You know why? Because you want to hear the other one's voice.
Come on.
You love them. Stay with me.
Mom.
I remember when Mary and I was at Dayton. I'd go over there and I'd drive 35 minutes, man, just to see her. It's a love that God put in my heart. It tickled her to death when I came. We would go to church together. In God's house and worship together. I'd come back, park right there next to the fence. Her mom and dad, her house was just on the other side. And I'd put an 08 track tape in that tape player. The Hensons. Happy Goodmans. I don't know, I had all those old tapes. And I'm telling you how many times we sit right there and look through the windshield of that car into the stars that dotted the sky. Just having her with me, I was a saying in my heart, I want to make her my bride.
Yes.
I want to be married. And it wasn't very long after that. Both of our hearts was knit together. Listen.
Listen, Lord.
Come on. I was teaching ground.
Come on.
You'll know when the right one's for you.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
You will know it. Me being a Pentecostal, me believing in holiness.
Come on.
It wouldn't do me any good to fall in love with somebody. I want to tell you, beauty is skin deep, my friend, but the true love of God goes way down deep in the heart.
Right.
This thing ain't based on flesh,
right. But
it's based on a divine love.
Right.
Oh, God, make sure the right one, you've got the right one before you ever get married.
Right.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Fighting, bickering. Listen,
nope.
You don't get it.
No.
I want to tell you right here now, stand flat-footed. You will love the other one. You will be respectful to the other one. This ain't a game.
Right.
A marriage that is really made. It's made in a heaven. I want it to work.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Oh, God. We call one another all the time, and I'd make a 35-minute trip over there to see her. It's all that we think about. Can't hardly wait to see each other, to be together and share. A divine relationship builds in the heart to the point they want to spend the rest of their life together.
Yeah.
So they get married. The groom stands at the altar before the minister, waiting on his bride-to-be. The wedding music starts playing, and a most beautiful sight unfolds. The bride-to-be, dressed in her white wedding dress, wedding gown, makes her way down that long aisle toward the groom, her groom. They lock eyes with every step they take. She thinks, I'm going to be his wedded wife. All of his love, to love him for the rest of my life. The groom's heart is thrilled and moved inside as he watches her make her way to his side. Here she comes. Listen, I know that she loves me, and I dearly love her. I'll take her, I'll receive her, and I'll be her keeper. I'll be her provider and her husband. I'll be her dearest friend. I'll love her all the days of her life. As the vows are made, she takes the groom's hand, and from deep down inside of her heart, she says, I not only give you my hand to hold, but I'm giving you all of my heart and my love and my commitment for the rest
rest of my life, I'll ever be by your side to have and to hold, to cherish in sickness and in health, in the good times and the bad. Hey, Lord, a true groom will die for the bride that he loves. How many know you can turn this thing around spiritually? Jesus the groom loved us so much that he went to Calvary's cross and he died a horrible death of pain. Hey, Lord, nailed to a tree. You know why? He was looking for a bride. He was looking for somebody that'll love him and come to him and say, Lord, I'll not only give you my hand, I'll give you my heart and my life. And nobody ever loved me like Jesus did. And nobody ever cared for my soul like he did. I'm telling you, he's real. And he'll make himself real to you if you put him first. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Don't let your love grow cold.
Right.
A lot of people has let their love grow cold. We used to walk hand in hand, arm locked in arm.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. Jesus said, you've left your first love. You used to hold to me. Come on,
bro. Bless him, Lord.
You let loose somewhere along the line. Yes, I'm a preaching. There'll be some out there watching this too.
Come on, bro.
Where's the first love?
That's right.
Have we let it grow cold inside of our heart? Does anything move us anymore?
Come on.
How long has it been since the tears filled your eyes and you just wept in his presence and felt the goodness of God? God, help us here tonight. Oh, Lord. A love gone cold.
Come on.
God's calling.
Bless him, Lord.
Spirit of God's calling. I know what God gave me and what I felt, and I could see things today in my study. God's calling. You to come back.
Come on, brother.
And get back close to him. Come on. Us that claim Pentecost. Come on now. Us that claim we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. How long has it been since you spoke in tongues?
Man.
How long has it been since the Spirit of God gave you the utterance and it came from the innermost belly on the inside? It rolled up into your throat and into your mouth. You felt the quivering lips, the stammering lips, and you felt the tongues. Magnifying Jesus. How long has it been? How long has it been? Oh God, where are you at? Where are you at in this house?
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Have your way, bless you.
Is it possible that we can lose our first love? Can a love grow cold?
Yes.
Can we lose that closeness that we once shared and the excitement of being together? And then we slowly drift apart.
That's right.
We become separated.
Oh.
Something has happened in the heart. Listen, when church time rolls around, I can't hardly wait to get to the house of God. You all know my manner of life. You all know me over here. You all see my hands going up in praise. Brother Kevin brought two boys over there last night into my house, and we done practice on the music and everything. I'm telling you, I got Mary was a singing, playing on that piano. And my little buddy Kip was a playing on that bass, and we just showing him the keys and ups and downs and everything. And I tell you, I stood over there. I praise God. I want to tell you, get it just right. You'll praise him on the highway. You'll praise him on your job. You'll praise him in your own home. And you won't be able hardly to wait to say, it's church night. I'm coming. Hallelujah to God. Raise your little hand. Let's acknowledge him right here in the house tonight. Lord, put that want to back in me, Lord. Put that desire back in me, Jesus. Put that good feeling back in. Put that confidence back in.
again. Give me the joy of the Lord. Renew me and restore me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Fill me back up. Raise your hand. Fill me back up, Lord. Renew my heart. Renew my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Something happens to the heart.
Lord Jesus.
The love of God is not there like it used to be.
Come on.
Blessing, Lord.
Now we view one another at a distance.
Jesus.
A gap has formed. And in that gap, other things and other interests has come in and filled the gap.
Come on, bro.
That place where the first love used to be, it used to be, we would take and make time, but now we're too busy to love him and commune with him and talk to him and praise him and worship him. Shovey, you know where the extrusion department is. I first got saved April the 28th, 1974. I went in, I was working midnight shift. Lunchtime would roll around, break time would roll around. I'd go outside that door, that rotor door, and I'd go out. And I sat down and I took my red back songbook with me. Newborn Christian. Newborn Christian. I took that hymnal, that red back hymnal right here. I went out there and I sat down in that billet yard. I put my back against the brick wall of the extrusion where I was facing the machine shop. And I'd open up the songbook and I would sing to Jesus. And I would look up into the stars. And honest to goodness, the tears would roll down my face. And I'd say, God, I thank you. This feels good, Lord, just to be out here under the stars of heaven, Lord, and to feel your presence. Oh, God, oh, God. I had a maintenance guy to come out there. He'd come out, and he was on his way over to the machine shop. He looked at me like I was from Mars, just a looking at me, and I was a singing from a red-back songbook. Come on. Come on, Lord, I feel him here tonight. You ain't going to be ashamed of him. He will be your conversation. He will be your goal. He'll be your interests more than any other thing. He'll mean more to you than anything else in this world. Jesus will mean more to you. To love him is to serve him. To serve him is to really know him. Paul said, oh, that I may know him. Oh, that I may know him. Break time, I tell you, roll around and I'd fold up some cardboard. And in the extrusion department right there, they had a big old bunch of cabinets that came down, but they was out from the wall like this, about that narrow. And I'd get a bunch of that cardboard where them old carborundum blades they take out to run that 14-inch saw, that 30-inch saw. I'd take them big old pieces of cardboard and I'd bend them and I'd put them in back behind them in them cabinets. And all that conduit, that electric gone over me. I didn't think about being electrocuted. I just wanted to feel the power of God. And I'd get back in there when the break time comes and when lunchtime, I couldn't hardly wait till lunchtime come. And I'd get in there, listen to me, watch me here tonight. I'd get down right there and it was a tight squeeze. Them cabinets is right here. The brick wall was right here. I'd go back inside of that, crawl in there, way back to where nobody could see me. How desperate are you? How much do you long for him? How much of a desire do you want to touch him? How much do you want to hear his voice? How much do you want to feel his spirit? I'd crawl right back in there and I'd lift my hands, my shoulders against the wall and the other and against them cabinets. And I'd say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm telling you, I made time for God. We're living in a fast-paced age. We're living in a rat race society.
Come on now, everything is at our fingertips, and we've lost contact with God. I said we've lost contact with the Lord. We lost that nearness unto Him, and we don't walk with Him like we used to. We don't long for Him, and we don't love Him and reach to Him. We're not hungry like we used to be, and we're dead and we're dry.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Mom.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Stay with me, children. I love you.
Praise.
I love you, but are you where you used to be?
Bless Him, Lord.
Are you where you need to be?
That's right.
Mom.
Are you where God wants you to be?
Thank you, Lord.
Has He got all of your heart?
Oh,
has He got it all?
Wow.
Is it easy for you to just feel a tear like this? Thank you, Jesus. I'm on the way to church. Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Right.
My mind's been on Him today.
Glory.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm afraid this is what's happening in our world and our church in these last days and these evil times. Jesus said, right before I return, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Look at the word wax. You light a candle and that little flame keeps that little wax down there at the base of that wick just as hot and it's clear as a mirror. That little bowl of wax at the end of that wick where the flames are burning, it's just as clear as glass. Clear. Blow it out and it ain't very long. You'll see a crust starting to form on that little mirror of glass.
Right.
And as the minutes pass, it's just as hard now as the rest of the candle.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. We need the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is like fire. He'll warm
Amen.
Your soul.
That's right.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, there's a settle down right here.
Glory be to God.
You know, you're looking right inside of your heart and you know where you are.
Right.
Have you given Him time today?
Come on, bro.
Praise today? Have you read His word lately?
Come on.
I'm going to ask you who. How many's took time to read your Bible this week?
Bless Him, Lord.
And to pray every day.
That's right. Come on.
How many in the house still loves me?
Amen.
Man.
Praise God.
How I know you do.
Come on, brother.
I know you do. I know you all do.
Bless
honest
you.
To goodness, if I didn't love you,
come on, brother.
I'd be preaching this in vain. But God stirred my heart for you all today to help us to get closer
That's
to
right.
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus appeared to John in Revelation. He said, I have somewhat against you because you left. You didn't lose it. It's still there, but you just left it. You walked off from it. So what Jesus is saying right here, I'm going to quit. Is it possible that we can get in a form and a fashion and do all the right things? Huh?
Oh, amen.
Do it out of obligation
right.
and our hearts not be in it?
That's right.
We lost the feeling of our praise and love from a glad, thankful heart. The adoration of Jesus, the feeling of Him being our everything, our number one, our precious Lord and Savior, it ain't there like it used to be.
Come on.
It's gone. Oh, the scary thought to wake up someday and realize He's gone for good.
Yeah.
Would you come to the piano? My Jesus. My Jesus. Listen, children, I know what I felt today. In my study, and I cried out to God from my heart for you all. We can let our troubles and our cares and our interests of other things crowd Jesus out of our life. Oh God, I could lose a lot of things, but dear Jesus, I could never stand the thoughts of losing you. Oh God, losing that love and that closeness, God. I'd rather be dead. Brother Ronnie, I'd rather be dead and in my grave than to ever lose Jesus, my love for Him. Oh, God, would you stand with me, everybody in this house that's able? Oh, Lord, I'd rather rather be in a deep dark grave, Lord, than to lose Jesus.
Thank you.
To lose His blessing and His love. Tonight, how many personal,
my Lord and my God,
how personal and how close can you make your relationship with Jesus? Right now, how important is He to you?
Thank you, Lord.
How important is your family and your church to you? Don't you think we all need a closer walk with Him?
Amen.
Jesus, would you renew my heart, God? Come back in it and feel it again, God. Jesus said in John 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that keepeth my commandments is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. Manifest means if you'll love me and serve me, I'll reveal myself to you in ways that you never could dream of. I'll make my power and my love known to you and real to you. You will see me and feel me with you in many different ways, and you'll know that I am near. I don't have to beg us to pray tonight. I don't have to beg you to find a place to call on God tonight, but I ask you and I entreat you from the depths of my heart. God's a calling. I said Jesus is a calling. Where are you, child? Where are you? Come to me.
My debt to you.
Sissy Bray.